USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva have ended. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister holding a meeting that lasted more than 7 hours. As far as what we can expect and what Russia is thinking, former Defense Secretary under President Obama, Leon Panetta, believes
this is a dangerous moment between Russia, the United States, and our allies. And we can either work out a negotiated settlement here over these next few days, or it can wind up in military confrontation with all the consequences that will result from that. So it's very difficult, I think, at this point to even begin to anticipate which direction Putin is going to take.
TMZ reporting that Betty White had a stroke about a week before she passed away on New Year's Eve. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget, perhaps best known for his role as Danny Tanner on Full House and host of America's Funniest Home Videos. Police say they found no sign of any foul play or any drug use related to Saget's death. Saget promoted several comedy shows he was scheduled to do the morning before he passed away. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried on the passing of his friend.
Everybody liked him, and it was like I found out yesterday, last night, Jeff Ross called me and he said, sad news, Bob Saget has died. And, you know, I always enjoy a sick joke, and so I was waiting for the punchline.
President Biden on Tuesday set to deliver a speech regarding voting rights. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Parents of students in Chicago public schools filed a lawsuit against the Chicago Teachers Union as they remain in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning. Sarah Sachin is a mother of several Chicago public school students, and she praises parents who took legal action against the union on Fox and Friends First.
I am so proud of the parents that got together and decided to sue the union because it needed to be done.
Sachin also explains what the children are doing during this standoff.
They're not giving the kids anything. We're just at home, extended winter break. The teachers are going into school and not accepting the students, but they're going in and making copies. So the buildings are safe for them to do that, so why not accept children?
The parent company of Facebook is taking over downtown Austin, Texas.
The tallest tower in Austin, Texas, which is still under construction, will soon be home to California-based Meta Platforms, Inc., the parent company of Facebook. It's a 66-story high-rise, and Meta leased the entire portion of the commercial side. They signed the lease on New Year's Eve for 589,000 square feet over 33 floors. That building features residential units from floors 34 to 66. The lease is the largest ever in downtown Austin, and Catherine Shapley, head of the Austin office for Meta, said the technology conglomerate is committed to growth in Austin. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.